Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Slow Down podcast. Today's episode is a solo one, and it's for anyone who is experiencing something particularly difficult or stressful in their lives, or who just really feels at this point in the winter that they need a break. Remember, in nature, winter is traditionally a season of hibernation. Animals and some plants are dormant during these colder months. And similarly for us, taking a rest during winter aligns with this natural inclination to slow down and conserve energy. There's less daylight, which can influence our circadian rhythms and certainly impact our energy levels this time of year. And I've read in a few places that we physiologically actually need more sleep this time of year, which I do feel like is true. As I record this episode, I am preparing myself for a big knee surgery. I'm having it very soon, and I've been very anxious about this procedure and everything that comes with it. You know, not just the physical pain and the 6-month recovery, that's going to be tough, but all the other things that will be just more difficult to do, like the day-to-day stuff and all the help I'm going to need to ask for and accept. That one's especially hard for me. I'm working on it, and I'm trying to focus on the fact that I'm very blessed. I have many incredible people in my life who are here to love and support me through this, and I couldn't ask for anything more. To be honest, it's caught me off guard a bit how much stress I've had over this whole thing. I never anticipated feeling this anxious about this procedure. I can't quite figure out why. I think because there are so many moving parts with my family and people that depend on me. I'm used to being pretty self-sufficient. At the very least, being able to drive myself where I need to go. It's my right knee, so I won't be able to do that. So it just feels scary. You know, hard to imagine it all, just all the unknowns, hard to control things right now. It's going to be a very big challenge for me. And it's also temporary. It's not forever. So trying to remind myself that. As I reflect on all of this, I'm thinking of a few things that can help me navigate this situation right now. And I want to share so that maybe this will help you when you have a stressful life event come your way. Or if winter is just stressing you out, because that's entirely possible as well. I was doing some research, and according to the meditation site Calm, emotions are the language of our body. I love that definition. They give us feedback as to what's going on inside. Calm suggests when a feeling comes up, start by labeling it. Studies show that simply naming what's present calms the brain and the body. It depersonalizes the experience of the emotion and makes us feel more in control. So yes, please to all of that, right? So for me, saying something like, it's okay, I'm feeling anxious because I'm having major knee surgery and I don't know what to expect. Like, of course I'm feeling anxious. When you say it out loud, it just feels more clear and it feels less, and somehow that helps. It's important not to suppress your emotions, because I'm sure we've all done it before. Studies show that suppressing feelings can have really powerful negative mental repercussions and physical repercussions. So everything gets bottled up. It can impede healing and growth, obviously affect our mental state, and it makes it hard to move on. The author Jay Shetty says, don't ignore or suppress your feelings. Identify them. Only then can you move forward with clarity and purpose. I thought that was a great quote. It was very insightful to me. Just allowing myself to sit with the uncomfort of it all and identify what was going on actually helped a lot. I started having productive thoughts like, hey, what's the reason this might be happening? What can I learn from this? And how can I grow? What can I be grateful for in this situation? What's it going to feel like when this is all in the past and my knee feels great again? Trying to allow myself to accept where I am, even though it's hard and not something I necessarily would have chosen or can really control. I need to trust that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be and that these things happen for a reason. And just keep reminding myself that my overall health is going to improve as a result of this procedure. I'm focusing on being grateful for all of it, being able to have this surgery, the means, the time, the health. This is important, and I find myself having to come back to it often as these things can be taken for granted. I know for me, you know, you can fall into that state of mind where you just kind of feel bad for yourself that this is happening or that you're feeling this way, but there's always something to be grateful for. Personally, I've realized that this is God's way of forcing me to rest. Let's face it, there are very few times when most of us truly allow ourselves to pause. I'm not saying we necessarily need a giant life-altering event to happen in our life to take a break, but that is usually how most of us operate, right? We wait until we're forced. Even with the slowing down that I've been incorporating into my life, this medical leave is really hard to accept. It's reminding me that when all is said and done, and my knee is better, maybe I need to think about taking a little bit more time off on occasion just for the sake of letting myself reset, recharge, have a really solid break. And speaking of breaks, this is a little off topic, but I've read a lot about successful CEOs that regularly take time off to refuel and recharge. And that is not common, right? People wear it like a badge of honor that they don't use their sick days or that they haven't taken in a vacation in a couple of years, but it's not healthy. We need to take breaks. So, you know, this is a little bit different than what I'm personally going through right now with medical stuff, but Bill Gates takes 2 separate weeks a year to hide away somewhere remote and read books. He calls it a think week, devoted entirely to reading for a week at a time. He doesn't have computer or phone access. He totally unplugs. I don't think he has Wi-Fi. And he spends minimal time doing anything but reading. Of course, he has the means to do that. I think he even has someone who brings him his meals. He literally just rests and reads in an isolated cabin in the woods. He minimizes distractions to allow total focus on his goal of reading and recovering. And apparently, many popular Microsoft initiatives and products have been born during these reading retreats that he takes. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Really cool. Definitely something I'd love to do at some point. Sorry, I know that was a bit of a side note, but it highlights how powerful breaks can be. Now, I'm taking a medical leave for over a month. I know it's not a true break, but it's a huge pause in my life. And it's also one that I have come to accept that I really do need physically and mentally. I need to respect the healing process. I cannot rush it. I need to rest and let my body do the healing it needs to do in order to come out stronger on the other side of this. So here's where I can see a few important lessons coming out of this. Obviously, the rest and recovery, right? Medical leave or just any kind of vacation or break allows us to prioritize our health and focus on recovery, adequate rest, which is crucial for us all the time, whether we're healing or not. But it also hopefully will come with reduced stress just from stepping away from work and a lot of my daily responsibilities. That can contribute very significantly to lowering my stress level. Stress management, as we all know, is vital for maintaining good health. So taking time off can contribute to just overall improved mental well-being. It can also prompt a reassessment of work-life balance. Having time to evaluate priorities and goals and just stepping away from the usual routine can offer hopefully some time for reflection on personal and professional goals. Taking breaks can also enhance productivity. It seems so counterproductive, but taking the necessary time off to address health issues prevents burnout and promotes sustained performance. And I notice that just even if I take a true break on a weekend, I come back refreshed and then ultimately am more productive. I've also been thinking about how appropriate it is that this is happening in the middle of winter. It's not lost on me that winter is often considered a time of renewal in nature. Resting during winter allows us to undergo a similar process of renewal and preparation for spring, just as nature prepares for the resurgence of life. We can use the winter months to prepare for our own growth and renewal. Resting during winter can be a strategic investment in our well-being, setting the stage for increased energy and productivity when spring arrives. I've heard the term wintering, kind of a new term to me. I like it a lot. I love it. With shorter days, longer nights, it's an ideal time to winter, to look within and focus on what really matters most. By aligning with these natural patterns of winter and also listening to my doctor's orders, I'm hoping that by taking a pause and allowing more rest during this season becomes a way to honor my healing process and also kind of sync up with the rhythms of nature and foster a sense of well-being. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Spring will be here before we know it. It's coming, thank God. So let's rest and get ready for really wonderful things to come. The podcast will be back with another guest interview next week. And maybe depending on if I'm feeling up to it, I'll pop on with another short solo episode to check in a few weeks. I wish you all much good health and lots of restorative downtime this winter. Be well, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.